The New Zealand Olympic team now has a silver, Tohutoa Herewa, and a bronze medal, Tohutoa Rauwhero. And in a few hours, they get the chance to complete the set with a gold. New Zealand will face Fiji in the men's rugby sevens final at 9 o'clock tonight. Ko taku hoa I nai nei ko Clay Wilson. Now, Clay is outside Tokyo Stadium and joins me now. Clay, we're just a few hours away from a big moment for this New Zealand men's side, aren't we?
Kia ora, Lisa, that's right. Yes, 9 o'clock New Zealand time is the time to look out for tonight. We're inside Tokyo Stadium. For those of you watching, we'll see behind me is where New Zealand will face this very powerful Fijian side in the men's sevens final. Now, a huge chance for redemption for this New Zealand men's side after they didn't deliver at the Rio 2016 games. Funnily enough, falling to Fiji in the quarterfinals of that tournament, finishing out of the medals in fifth. Now, this final tonight was set up by semi-finals earlier today when New Zealand played Great Britain and ended up just being too classy. The match was locked at 7-all late in the first half, but a pair of tries either side of half-time gave New Zealand the buffer they needed to pull away and book their spot in this final. Now, we spoke to both head coach Clark Laidlaw and co-captain Scott Curry immediately after that game, and both mentioned how there was a very relaxed atmosphere in the New Zealand dressing room before this morning's semi-final. Clark Laidlaw said that in the dressing room was so relaxed, a lot of music playing, some dance music, some old school music, even a bit of country there, Lisa, they were listening to, and when he saw that, he knew the team were in for a good performance. Scott Curry mentioned he saw the same, and listen to this, he added that the team, because they had 6 hours between the semi-final and the final tonight, they were going to go back, get cool, and take a little afternoon nap before what is the biggest match of their lives.
A little bit of a moi and some country music to get you revved up. Fantastic. But the thing is here, Clay, the Fijians are going to have a lot of motivation too to get a gold, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Fiji, of course, won the gold at Rio in 2016, but they've got very strong motivation to go back-to-back here in Tokyo. Fiji, of course, continues to really struggle with COVID-19, and we saw recently when the Fijian 15 side, played the All Blacks, what it meant to that country. But you have to remember, sevens is the national sport in Fiji. If they were to get up here tonight and win back-to-back golds, that would be a great bit of positive news for a country that's really still battling the pandemic. They, like New Zealand, were unbeaten on their path to this final. They beat Japan, Canada and Great Britain in pool play, were too good for Australia in the quarterfinals. But actually in their semi-final earlier today, they were really pushed by Argentina, down 14-12 at half-time before turning on the class in the second half. What that does show, though, that first half and how Argentina were able to push Fiji is that despite how big, fast and powerful this Fijian side are, they're certainly beatable, and the New Zealand side they're going up against tonight certainly believes that they can do that and take away this gold medal.
Thanks, Clay. Good to talk to you. That was Clay Wilson, Te Rā, nō Tokyo. Clay Wilson live from Tokyo tonight.